Hey everyone, and welcome back to Commander Cookout on YouTube, possibly on audio, but you should be on YouTube so you can see the brand new hotness that we are about to drop on you?
Sure.
Hit you with. We got some Lord of the Rings Tales from Middle-Earth preview cards for you. It's been a while since we've done this. We're very excited that we're back on the preview train, and we didn't pay any money for this.
Oh man, I'm so excited, so pumped. Lord of the Rings, my favorite thing, like my favorite thing. Magic the Gathering, my favorite thing. Big thank you to Wizards of the Coast for the preview cards. Lord of the Rings, Tales from Middle-Earth, CCO Podcast on Twitter, CCO Brando, CCO Podcast on Facebook, Commander Cookout everywhere else, Instagram and Ko-fi, CCO Podcast on Patreon. You're here on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Tons of fun. I want to get right into it.
Yes, we do.
Do you want to read it, or do we want to talk a little bit about how this card is so exactly Ryan and Brando in that it's got two hobbits, two best friends.
That's us.
Drinking beer.
Yeah!
Sort of.
So, yeah, well, because beer comes out of the ground in Middle-Earth, which is why I would like to go there after I open the One of One Ring.
Yeah, very much so.
Anyways, Entdraft Basin is the card. It's an artifact for two. It is featuring amazing artwork featuring Ya Boys by Torgeir Freyride.
It's Torgeir.
I think I hit that out of the park. That's what I think.
Freyride, yeah. Sorry.
What does the card do? X tap with a +1/+1 counter on target creature with power X. Activate only as a sorcery. That prevents you from targeting something that with power zero and tapping and untapping and tapping and untapping and tapping and untapping to make your creature a bazillion.
Yeah, well, this card, while not very powerful, will probably be used as like your 23rd card in draft or sealed. And it again, it depicts a very good moment where Merry and Pippin are kind of saved from orcs and they find Treebeard and he offers them rest and Entdraft, which actually makes them grow taller.
Yeah.
And funny because you're the short one and I'm the tall one and most people don't know
yeah,
that.
Nobody knows until they see pictures of us. It's like, well, yeah, I'm really short.
So this card, it's good. I like the moment. The flavor text I really like. The effect of the draft began at the toes and rose steadily through every limb. Every limb.
Oh, shit.
Does it make me...
No.
Just taller?
Just taller.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bringing refreshment and vigor, huh? Vigor.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. As it coursed upwards. Oh, man, this is getting better.
It's getting better as we go.
Right to the tips of the hair. Yeah. Which is a quote from the book when Merry and Pippin drink the Entdraft from Treebeard.
And be taller.
And be taller.
And I wish
but
I could
not
drink
longer.
Entdraft. I'd be taller. That'd be dope. I don't need to be any longer, though. Anyway.
Next card.
Next card is Mirror of Galadriel. It's another artifact for two.
Dude. This is one of the most important artifacts in the whole story. Read the card. Read the card, Brando.
Legendary artifact. Tap. 5. Scry 1, then draw a card. This ability costs 1 less to activate for each legendary creature you control.
So
it's pretty good.
It costs 2. I don't know if you said that.
2.
2. So if legend matters as much in this set as Watsy is saying it does. When we're playing the limited environment, which we will be at Command Fest Edmonton, there's going to be a special CCO two-headed giant extravaganza.
Yeah.
We could have as many legendary creatures as to make this just tap, scry one, draw card. That's actually really
good. That's a really good card.
That's
right
good
there.
At 2 mana, right?
Yeah.
Now, not going to happen that early because you're not going to pound 5 legendaries out onto the battlefield before spending 2 mana on this artifact. But on turn 3 or 4, if you don't have anything like else to do, because maybe you kept a bad hand or whatever, this is going to help fix it, because scrying then drawing is really good. And this card, this artifact in the story, very good.
Yeah.
It offers Sam the choice of going back at Lothlorien. And imagine if he did, we wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah, we just have another golem, except his name would be Frodo. Frollum.
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 Right?
Frollum or Galdo.
I like both of those, actually. Those are both very funny.
The flavor text. Also a quote from the book, but also a quote from the movies for people who are just movie buffs.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so your quest stands upon the edge of a knife. Stray but a little, and it will fail to the ruin of all. Yet hope remains. while all the company is true.
Oh, that's nice. There's so many words there to say, listen, things are going bad and you need to stop screwing this up.
Yeah, and stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Stick to your guns, Boromir.
Wonderful art, of course, by Cassia Kafis Zelinska.
Acacia Zelinska, maybe?
Sure. We're sorry to whoever that is. We're sorry to all puppies and children. The last card that we have is the Vial of Galadriel.
Oh.
That's the little lamp. Let all it be the thing when all the lights go out. I know that it says it right there on the flavor text, but I wanted to picture it myself.
I'll read it.
It's an artifact for three this time. Legendary artifact. If you would draw a card while you have no cards in hand, you draw two instead. That's neat. If you would gain life while you have five or less life, you gain twice that life instead. And here it comes, Ryan. Here it comes. Tap, add one mana of any color. These were tailor-picked for us, weren't they?
Oh, three mana rock. We've got a whole subsection of our content that is based on why three mana rocks are good. They still are, especially in casual Commander. And this one goes right in to your life manipulation decks, the ones that care about like going up and down in life. Yep. Usually they are the black and white variety where you switch life totals or your life total becomes one or all that kind of stuff, right? This one goes right in there. This also, if you're just wanting a three mana rock, this one's going to save you when you're having a bad day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you're going to get some happenstance life back, you'll get more, which is always better.
Yep.
And if you're hellbent, you're going to draw an additional card, which is always good.
I think that this card might find a home in aggro decks or decks that care about discarding or graveyard stuff where they're like, I don't need my hand. This card is going to benefit you in those decks to maybe fuel like your Witch King of Angmar decks, brand new commander, right? Where you discard to make them indestructible.
Yep.
And in an aggro deck, what's the worst thing that can happen in an aggro deck mid game?
Run out of cards.
This is going to help you.
Yep. So and it's going to give you mana to play those cards.
Yeah, it does it all. May it be a light to you in dark places when all other lights go out.
And it's by, again, lovely art by Andrea Piparo.
Piparo. That one's a little bit easier.
I think I got that one right.
And, of course, available in standard frame and extended frame, where essentially they just remove the borders.
It's like 20% more sleeve, which is excellent. I don't mean card sleeve. I mean sleeve. You can see it on the screen.
Very awesome. So thanks again for the free preview cards, Watsy. Come find us at Command Fest Edmonton, June 16, 17, and 18. We're going to be playing these brand new cards, Kraken Collector Packs in the Creator booth all weekend. It's going to be a fantastic time. CCO Podcast on Twitter, CCO Brando on Twitter, Commander Cookout on Instagram. Find us everywhere.
Or else.